This is Radio 4, and now, Saturday Night Theatre.
Now with Suzanne Charles.
Good afternoon.
He said a whiff from 1991, Belgian Grand Prix.
In the past few minutes, Reuters news agency has reported that the Islamic Jihad organization has said that the British hostage, John McCarthy.
The president of the USSR denying it. Took office from Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev.
And it's a tremendous worry to us all when we heard of a coup.
It's 6 o'clock on Thursday the 22nd of August. The headlines this morning, President Gorbachev flew back to Moscow from the Crimea.
This is the
back
of a moment of triumph. Many in the crowd behind me thought would never come. In front of me, Mr. Boris Yeltsin, standing firmly to attention.
We present The High Frontier by Roger Stennett, with David Hargreaves as Sergei Raskazov.
Here, over by the window, we can talk here, talk and no one need ever know.
Baikonur Ground Control to Space Station Mir. Please acknowledge.
Space Station Mir to Baikonur Ground Control. Go ahead.
Ignore them is nothing. What is it ever these days? Plenty of time to talk to them. Later. Come. By the window. Look out. Yes. It's beautiful. First day, last day, and all the days in between. Nothing changes its power to surprise. I look out a lot of the time. Sometimes it's my job. I take pictures, I observe, I fly like an angel of them. I look down, hardly believing what I see. It's like a window in one of those big Moscow department stores for foreigners. All things you can look at and mustn't touch. My nose against the glass steams it up. And I write my name. Sir Guy. And then I rub it out. See, down there. The Horn of Africa. You like the colours? Brown, yes. I see brown too. But look. Look at the differences in the browns. That's what you learn up here. Differences in what you thought was the same. See the little dot above the desert? Cloud. And there, higher, more cloud. Cumulonimbus. And the blue of the sea. I dream of the blue and the cool of the sea. I dream of...
Sir Guy.
What? What is it, Alex? What's the matter?
Where were you? Swimming again?
Not yet. I hadn't dipped my toe.
Sooner. For real.
How?
When you get home. You'll be a hero. You'll travel just like a god. Travel around the world.
I travel around the world now 16 times a day.
I mean, with your feet on the ground.
Feet? But when you're weightless for a year, you think, why feet? Why bother with feet? Pink paddles with toenails. Why toenails?
Enough. Time for food, Tom.
You too. What are you doing over there? Plotting a coup?
Isn't everyone these days?
Go. I'll come in a moment or two.
You'll swim before breakfast as usual?
I will swim.
Be careful you don't drown.
We will swim in the Indian Ocean. In the solid blue of the sea and be clean. We can dive from here. 240 miles straight down. What a splash we'll make. Lay deep down past the fishes and the corals, trailing bubbles right the way to the bottom. Touch it. Then back. Up like a rocket. Water beads falling off our bodies as we climb straight up. Heading for our silver fish that swims in the Black Sea. And we are back. Back where the electric fans are never silent and the air is never clean. In a place where the smell of grass is just a memory, and the water has been recycled 1,000 times. That's why I swim in the Indian Ocean each morning before breakfast. I'm a man of habit. It keeps me happy. It keeps me sane. Trust me. I would not lie to you.
Sergei, food. Or we'll get behind schedule.
Coming.
Coming.
What's the news?
You want bad news or the worst news?
Maybe you don't want any news. After all, what's the point of knowing? What can we do about anything up here?
He's teasing you, Sergei. He doesn't know anything.
Maybe we should call them. Ask, say, comrades, what the hell is going on down there? What are you playing at? Maybe we should do that. Maybe that's a good idea.
Sergei.
No, I mean it. I'll do it. You two don't have to get implicated. Insubordination, what do I care?
He's got a point.
Of course I've got a point. You know something? Taxi drivers in Moscow earn more than cosmonauts now. I pick it up on the short wave. Better job, too. You can stop and start when you like. You get to go home at night. You breathe real air and don't eat, drink and wash with recycled piss. Give me the mic. I'll ask them if they can get me a down-to-earth job.
We're not in radio range anymore. You just have to save it and tell them later.
And I will.
Is that right, then, about the taxi drivers?
Believe me.
Fish and cheese, all right. Oh, and there's some dry fruit. Catch.
I bet you can't hit my nose with a razor.
We did that one yesterday.
That was a prune.
Hold still, then. You know the rules.
I'll do my best, and zero-G, it's difficult.
It's coming. Turning and tumbling. But the trajectory is right. It's floating like a dream. Sergei, want to place a bet?
Before the Lord's may be, but once the raisin's in flight, forget it.
She's coming in. Closer. Closer. Stop twitching, Sokolov. You're moving the target.
If it goes up in Oscar, what then?
No. It's all set for a soft landing.
Yeah!
On the bridge of your nose.
It was my eyebrow. My eyebrow, not my nose.
It was the bridge of your nose.
What?
That counts as nasal.
Eh?
It was the bridge. You tell him.
It was your nose. Oh. But only just.
See? There. That's
33 to you, 47 to Sokolov.
Every time it happens, it still startles me, makes me jump.
You're sure there's nothing I can do but it's a guy outside, I mean?
The solar panels. They turn to face the sun, they creak. They're getting old like me.
Well, listen, next time they send up the cargo shuttle, we should tell them to send a big ball of string to stop the whole place from falling apart. Someday, I feel if I sneeze too loud, that'll be that.
If it falls apart, it'll be cheaper than having to bring us down in one piece. Our bits can just orbit round and round till they burn up on re-entry. I've always wanted to be a shooting star. Celestial body of Sergei Raskazov. Now you see him, now you don't.
You're sick, Sergei. Far from normal.
Guilty.
I'll tell the head drinkers. I'll blow the whistle. Anyway, it's exercise time.
But I'm still eating my reconstituted mackerel.
I don't make the rules. Come on, Sergei. Lose time now and we're chasing it all day long.
Well, we've got nothing but time up here. Time on our hands, time in our eyes, so much time of our noses it makes us sneeze. Why is it we never seem to have enough time?
I'm an engineer, Sergei, not a philosopher.
So what's it to be a day, classical pop or swing?
Sergei's done. Sergei, you choose.
For the treadmill and the exercise bike, it's no contest. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Statistics? Everybody likes figures. My life's full of them. Each morning I find them in my shoes or floating around the capsule. I'll give you some numbers. Space Station Mir is 240 miles high. Each orbit takes 92 minutes, and we see 16 sunrises and sunsets every 24 hours. And just how big is the world? Big. It takes us 20 minutes to cross Africa, twice as long to cross the Pacific. And work, 5 days work, 2 days rest, with 2.5 hours exercise a day.
So, guy, have you checked these figures?
Which ones?
These, the data on the fuel cells.
Twice.
So I can pass them on?
Flush them down to Earth whenever you like.
Ooh, what do you think they do with them, eh?
Give them to the Ministry of Figures.
Perhaps we'll get an award. Best data from a source higher than 400 kilometres on a Friday with an hour in the month.
No, only if you pay enough. Pay a big enough bribe, and that even makes us out these days. Hmm? Everything has its price, now more than ever.
So what's the going rate?
Well, for Tsar,
Let me see, a tub of ice cream, a pair of denims, and a Samantha Fox calendar.
Oh, well, I can always dream. Anyway, Sir Guy, perhaps you will get to meet her.
Meet who?
Samantha. When you go on your heroic world tour, you'll meet her in London, I expect, at some decadent disco.
That's not going to happen, Alex.
Perhaps you could persuade her to come here. Do you think she makes, how do the Americans say, house calls? Maybe when they send up the next guest astronaut, it'll be her. Imagine that, Sir Guy. 8 days in zero gravity with Samantha Fox. Everything free-floating.
Sir Guy, is Alex getting excited again? If he's talking about Samantha Fox, stop him. It'll only end in tears.
Stay out of it, a man's fantasies or his own business. Hey, Sir Guy, you heard the one about the prostitute?
I've heard all the ones about the prostitute. Get some new jokes.
Where from?
Well, tell them to send up a crate of new jokes on the next cargo ship.
And some fresh air, and a few kilos of Black Sea breeze.
And for me, some glue.
Glue?
To mend all the broken promises.
But what about me, calendar? You know I've
got... Haven't you heard, Alex? Our country's bankrupt. You could pawn all 290 million people and sell them as cream of peasant soup on the world market, and still we wouldn't have enough to buy a Samantha Fox calendar. That's what we're worth now. That's what we've become.
I'm prepared to economize. I'd make do with February.
You know why I feel sorry for?
What are you doing down this end? Go on, float back to your own business. Haven't you experiments to do?
The Union of Lenin Statue Makers, that's who. That used to be a good job. Secure job. Everywhere wanted its own statue, but now... Smash. My uncle Pietor, that's what he did. Hundreds. Big Lenins, little Lenins, Lenins standing up, Lenins sitting down, fierce Lenins, determined Lenins, enigmatic Lenins. He could do a Lenin with his eyes closed. My aunt said some nights she'd wake up and find him chiseling in his sleep.
Oh.
Nobody wants him anymore.
Have you retrained?
As what?
Let me think about that one. Well, I'm off at the Cavant module. If it's Friday, this must be astrophysics.
If you discover the secret of the universe, promise me you'll let me know first.
I'll cost you!
You're still there. I can't see you, but I feel you listening. Maybe you'd like to look out of another window. Come, have to squeeze a little. Here, down at the end, by the spacewalk suits. See? There's two windows here. One always turned towards the earth, the other towards a sky that never ends. Look. Let your eyes grow accustomed. Stars spread so thick you feel you'd have to push your way through them. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. What right has an atheist to quote scripture? You may well ask. Back home, religion. Growing all the time. Churches. Well, they never disappeared. Now I hear evening classes for atheists have been cancelled through lack of interest. What do you make of that? But will people queue for God like they queue for sausages and turnips? Will a special hard currency God be available at Gum and the stores reserved for foreigners and their cash? A black market god, an under-the-counter god, and market-force miracles. Forgive me, I do not wish to offend. I am a pilot. I used to fly jets, military jets. Now I am a scientist, 200 miles in the sky, going round and round like a hamster in a wheel. What I know is what can be measured. What cannot, I cannot believe in, however much I might try. I am Sir Guy Raskazov, a citizen of the Soviet Union. A country, they tell me, doesn't exist anymore. I look down and I still see its shape hundreds of miles below, but it deludes me, teases and torments.
Sir Guy? Alex? Alarm. Sensors show interruption of battery charge. Closing down non-essential systems and switching to emergency power and lighting. System switched. Green light on. Confirm green light. 1, 2, 3. Backup power flowing. Life support system operating on auxiliary power. Spacecraft stabilized with reduced power running at 0930 hours Moscow time. Counting down 24 hours emergency power from my mark. Mark.
What the hell?
It just tripped out. We lost 50% power generation like that.
Textbook stuff, Ivan.
It should be. We've done it often enough.
Just when I was beginning to enjoy my astrophysics.
So it was your fault?
Yeah?
You should know better. You still have him full up here. We pay for it.
Alex, take a look. See if you can see anything. Check the port solar panel.
I'll look starboard.
See anything? Alex? So, guy?
Nothing.
It has to be the last realignment with the sun. Something loose again, like the last time.
I thought you fixed it for good last time.
That was the starboard. Now it's probably the port sail. There'd be a meteorite or something hit. It weakened it. Then when the panels started to realign, that's when the trouble started.
Only one way to find out. Time for a walk.
Alex, you okay?
Fine, sir, guy. I'm just a bit dazzled. My sun visor wasn't down all the way. It's fine now.
Are you tethered?
Check. You?
Confirm. Line anchored. Starting to move down, buddy. Got the handrail. Pulling along. Hand over hand.
Right behind you.
You want to hear a funny thing?
A joke?
No. Not a joke. A real thing.
Why not?
Whenever I'm out here, it's like someone watching me.
It's me, Cigar.
No. Someone else. Something else.
One little green man.
You looked out of the window enough. Can you explain everything we see? Plenty of things out here. Things just out of the corner of your eye. Just this side of dreams.
You mentioned UFOs, and I'll break out the straitjacket.
Did I mention UFOs?
You don't have to mention it to mention it. I can feel you thinking.
Who knows? I mean, who really knows? You know what they said about the Apollo moon missions? About the missing sound tapes? About the gaps in the transmission transcripts from the surface? The rumor is the Americans found something up there they didn't expect. Something apart from grey rock and grey sand.
Maybe it was a McDonald's. Maybe it was a Big Mac fries and a Coke. Maybe they cut it from the tape because the moonshot was sponsored by Pepsi.
That's the next thing.
What's the next thing?
Sponsored spaceflight. They'd end up selling floor space on Mir. And hoardings. Why not put advertising hoardings right on the side here?
They'd fall off.
Not if we got out and paced them back on from time to time. To hell with cosmonauts. All we'd need was a bucket and paste and a ladder. We'd be advertising operatives.
Who'd read them? These posts. Oh, don't answer that. There, look. See, just under the panel.
Where?
6 o'clock.
I see.
Wait, let me.
Can you move to the right? Anchor yourself?
Yeah. There. What do you think?
Something's hit it. And it's buckling. You can see that. See? The struts are bending. Warping with the sun's rays. When it realigns, it's grating. That's what we hear. The vibration. Hold it.
It needs a new unit. The whole solar panel needs a refit.
So find a sponsor.
What's going on? What's the problem?
Panels warped. Connector's been weakened by something striking it. We're going to do a patch.
Keep an eye on the time. Why? Is there something good on TV? Alex, this is serious. Check each other's gauges and monitor life support.
We're fine, Ivan. We've done this before. And before and before that. And we're still here to make jokes about it.
I want you both in. Within the hour.
So stop talking and let us get on with our work. Rask is off out. Okay, Alex. Hand me the long nose pliers and cross your fingers. Time to see whether we can turn the power back on again. And Sir Guy Raskazov said, let there be light. And behold, there was light. The Gulf War. So many oil fields burning, you could count them one by one from up here. War in Yugoslavia, famine in Africa, freedom for the hostages in Lebanon, the fall of Gorbachev and the rise of Yeltsin, coup and counter-coup in Moscow between Monday and Friday, revolution in a working week, everything changed. All over the world, things nobody could have expected going on, while up here, nothing changes. 100 orbits becomes 1,000, becomes 2, becomes 3, then 4,000, 5,000 now. And the fans on the wall are still noisy and the air is so filtered and scrubbed dry you sneeze all the time. You drink your urine and pee it out only to drink it once more. And you feel like the walls are a little bit closer today than yesterday. But you say nothing. There's Alexander's pin-up, worn out by our eyes. She looks imploringly as if to say, tonight and until further notice, I really do have a headache. And then there's me. And what is mine in my tight corner of space? My bits and pieces of Earth going round and round the planet 16 times a day. A few pictures, some tapes, books. Things to make me seem individual. Unreasonably unique. In a sky where even the distant sun of the stars are anonymous, let alone me and my insignificant packets of civilization. My bones and my brain are going soft. Calcium is breaking down under 0G. My heart is monitored constantly and I still get motion sickness. Nobody talks about cosmic rays that pass through us every minute of every day. Better not to think of that. I'm a guinea pig in a wheel, a test bed of technology. In the future, men will ride to Mars on my back.
Sergei, you okay?
Me? Fine. Won't be better.
So tell me, how do you think it'll hold together? The new patch.
It's hard working right in where the solar panel joins the body of the ship. The gap between the sail and the side of the ship is really small. 20 centimeters, perhaps. Not easy to work in there. Mm-hmm. You know, to get a good grip. So I think we're fine. Alex, he's good when he doesn't drop the tools.
Readings are fine. Power generation well within the safety limit again.
Oh, all's well.
Sergei?
Yeah?
You're quiet. Lately. You're spending a lot of time down here, by the window. I was beginning to think you had a woman stashed away down here.
You know me. Alex says I'm looking for little green men. Won't see them unless I look, will I, Ivan?
And when you do, what then?
I'll wave. They'll wave back. That sort of thing.
If they have arms.
Well, if they don't, then they just have to wave something else.
Then what?
What do you want me to say, Ivan? I'll ask them the secrets of the universe. About the Big Bang. Where did the universe come from? Is there a God? And where can you get the best pork chops on the black market? You know, those sorts of questions. Absolute questions. Spiritual questions.
Let me know what they answer. Especially about the chops.
Ivan?
Yes?
Did you miss your wife?
What sort of a question is that? Of course I did.
She looks pretty in pictures.
She looks prettier in real life.
And your baby, do you think she'll remember you?
Of course. What sort of a question is that?
The question of a man with no children.
Time enough. When you get back home, you'll be a star. Who knows? Maybe they'll name a hamburger after you. A big Sir Guy in fries. Such celebrity, women will flock.
Of course. Naturally.
A man spends a whole year in space. The least he deserves is a wife.
A car. A new car. Settle for a car, sir, guy. Women you can get any day, but a new car? Now that's a ride. Colour, too. Don't accept black and that awful green. Say you want red, a BMW. Electric windows, stereo, air conditioning. You get a car, a woman follows. You get the woman first, you've got no chance of affording a car. Look at Ivan, he's got a wife, a kid and a push bike. Don't end up like him.
Thank you for those words of wisdom.
Don't mention it. And by the way, when you get your car, your nice red foreign car, remember who your friends are.
Sir Guy, don't forget the time.
What's to remember?
The broadcast.
That's today.
Of course it's today.
What time?
Link-up's at 1400 hours Moscow time, but we go on air live at 1405.
Not much point combing my hair, floats everywhere. Still, you don't have to worry about that, dear sir guy.
Talk to me when you're 40, Sokolov. Let's see what you have to show then, eh?
Oh, I've got no worries. Baldness, it's hereditary. My father's 60 year old with hair so thick he could lose a tractor in it. Believe me, I'm confident. So what about you, sir guy? Is your father, receding?
No, he's dead.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't...
I was just a kid. He was sick. I've been sick since the war. He was wounded in Stalingrad and was never strong after that. The Nazis killed him. It took just a few years for him to die.
Where shall we do it? The broadcast.
How about the toilet? Dear viewer down below, looking up, keep your fingers crossed, I don't pull the chain.
Any serious suggestions?
Somewhere where I don't have to move my poster, somewhere they can't see, Samantha.
You could always cover her over with something patriotic.
Well, who knows what that would be these days? Lenin's out, Stalin's even more unpopular, Khrushchev, Brezhnev and Andropov are the day before yesterday's men, Gorbachev's gone. We didn't have the forethought to bring up a picture of Boris Nikolaevich Yeltsin.
Anyway, I wouldn't lay Yeltsin on top of Samantha Fox. That's disgusting.
Then what?
Gagarin, the first hero of space. Somewhere I have my Yuri Gagarin picture. Now, if he and Sam Fox had met, what heroic offspring they would have produced.
Don't be stupid. He'd be...
60?
Thank you, sir guy. 60. Old and gnarled, like Yeltsin.
Not Yuri. He'll always be 34. 34 forevermore. You know something? His car is in a big glass casket. I've seen it. You can visit his car. And his house and the place where his jet crashed. They cut back the trees every year. Every single year. So you can see the angle of his approach. You can stand and look back up at the very sky he fell from.
Big deal.
Like you say, big deal. But when we launched, you went through all the rituals with the rest of us. You signed your name on the back of your room door. You stopped and peed against the wheel of the coach, taking us to the launch, just like he did. Just like all cosmonauts do. It's tradition.
I pretended. When it came to it, I just couldn't go.
When I was a kid, I used to collect all the medals. Tin, brass, copper, zinc. I had 26, all of them. Gagarin.
This isn't getting us anywhere. What say we just do the broadcast from the usual place in front of the work module hatch cover?
Now, that's a romantic sounding location.
Aye, fine by me.
So, guy?
Whatever.
Come on, cheer up. You'll be the star of the show. You'll get to make your big announcement. Live.
Live to Mother Russia.
Focus a little. Good. That's it.
Don't worry about how the other two look, comrade. Mark coming across clear.
Sharp. Good. Live transmission in 60 seconds.
Sergei, I dare you. Ask them on air. Ask them about the taxi drivers, John.
You want me to get one for you too, Ivan? We could race each other around the streets of Moscow, pretend we were real flyers again.
Who's leading on?
Sir Guy gets the honors, okay?
Fine by me. But he's never stopped going all mystical on them. I want patriotic uplift, not hippie dog from all.
We won't tell them about your daily swims in the Indian Ocean, have you, Don?
4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Greetings to all the peoples of the Commonwealth of Independent States. We salute you from space.
Greetings, Commodore. On behalf of the peoples of the Commonwealth of Independent States, I send good wishes to you and the crew of the space station Mir.
Thank you, comrade.
How does your mission proceed?
Our mission proceeds well, comrade. The spacecraft is functioning perfectly, and we are ahead of schedule with our designated scientific studies. Cosmonauts Voskayan, Sokolov, and I enjoy good health and energetically pursue our mission goals.
And how long have you been in orbit, Commodore Skazov?
376 days.
And what are your feelings about being in space for such a time? Commodore Skazov, do you hear me? I repeat the question. What are your feelings about being in space for such a time? Comrade Raskazov.
It is a contribution to the scientific study of the effects of prolonged weightlessness on the human form, and as such it will provide useful data for future planned Mars missions. Now, if you'll forgive me, I'm going swimming.
What?
Comrade Raskazov means he is floating. Floating back to his workstation. It just feels like swimming to us.
But I hadn't finished speaking with Comrade Raskazov. We had an announcement to make.
Sorry, comrade. Comrade Raskazov is engaged in important scientific work and has asked me... He has asked me to announce on his behalf that tomorrow there is to be an historic meeting in space. Tomorrow at 12 noon Moscow time, the American space shuttle Victory will rendezvous with the Mir spacecraft. This handshake in space is a token of a new spirit of cooperation between superpowers and a visible testament here on the high frontier of space of Glasnost. Space Shuttle Victory will have on board cosmonaut Nikolai Ryumin, who will replace Comrade Raskazov, who will return to Earth after 377 days in orbit, a hero of the Soviet Union. A hero of the Commonwealth of Independent States.
Somehow it doesn't have quite the same ring, does it? Hero of the Commonwealth of Independent States? Where's that then? Down there, that's where. Funny, it didn't look any different. You see, when your country disappeared, when it changed overnight and decided to toss away almost 80 years of history like a used condom, it would have the good grace to look different. But no. There, down there, see? Masquerading as an old friend, play-acting. Deceiving me like an unfaithful wife. She looks the woman I love, the woman I gave my heart to. But all the time, she's sleeping with somebody else. And what you thought was yours and special is everyone's and worthless. A whore of a country ready to drop its knickers for hard currency and soft words. The place I left has gone away. While my back was turned, it betrayed me.
Sergei!
Ivan!
What in hell's name was that all about? You left me standing there.
Floating there?
You were supposed to do all that stuff about the shuttle, not me. You're the one they're coming to fetch. You're the one who's going home.
Curses here, Uncle Sam.
Who are you to be so choosy? Look out your precious window. The sky's not exactly full of Moscow taxi cabs. Choices are limited these days. Be grateful. Tomorrow is your big day. The world will be watching. And all you have to do is to show up and behave. Wave a fond farewell and float a few feet across to your billion-dollar space taxi. And with a last look back for the cameras. Why grumble? I'd swap places. Think you can do it?
Well, that was great. One by one you leave me. I had to make a joke about it at the end. I said you'd seen a queue for sausages and floated off to join it.
Did she laugh? The TV interviewer from hell?
Well, who can tell? I thought I heard something, but it might have just been indigestion.
Perhaps they'll give you a job, Alex. I see the headline in Pravda now. Ex-cosmonaut turns comedian. Forget about the taxi driving.
And I could. Did I tell you what about the kid in this class?
Yeah, we didn't laugh the first time.
You'll be sorry. I'm a star.
Stars? What's so special about stars? Look out the window.
You've seen one heavenly body, you've seen them all.
Samantha Fox again, you're teasing me.
Trouble is, I hear she's not very tall.
Short was the word I read.
Is that a problem, Alex?
Oh, no, short, I can live with that. Oh, and a pinch.
I'll inform the media.
You leave that to me, sir, right? We wouldn't want you floating away mid-sentence.
You're just jealous. Ivan, you, because you're heavily married. And you, Cigar, because...
Because what?
Because you're too miserable to get a woman. Red BMW or no red BMW, you're beyond hope and beyond help.
Perhaps you're right.
I know I'm right, and spending a year up here hasn't helped. Oh, talk about being out of circumstances.
Why, you're the playboy of the Eastern world, right?
Who am I to boast, yes.
Fantasies, Alex. Waking or sleeping, you're in a dream.
We'll see. Give me 24 hours and we'll get back and I'll show you who's got the animal magnetism around here.
24 hours after touchdown and all you'll be doing is being debriefed.
What's for the scientist?
Preferably one without a moustache and a deep voice.
Listen, some of my best girls have moustaches and deep voices. And don't worry about me, I'll have the pick of Star City. Like an old woman, we're driven wild by the thought of such a pent-up sex machine.
We're buying lottery tickets, eh, Alex?
Come on, Alex. Some of us have got work to do. Let's let the Wrath contemplate leaving the sinking ship tomorrow.
They've gone. Not very far. Nowhere is very far here. But they're out of sight. That's the most privacy we'll get. What's that? Can they hear me talking to you? No. The fans run night and day. The electric filters scrub our air clean. And the noise of them keeping us alive blots out our soft whisperings. We can speak like lovers. Tender and low. Childhood. He started in childhood. On the coldest winter nights when the stars were so sharp they'd snag your eyes as you stared up at the skies. I'd stand, looking, floating up in my mind, and soon they'd all be inside my head. In through my eyes they'd rush and wheel about. My mind became studded with constellations and starlight seeped out through my pores. I turned around and around, drinking in the Milky Way till I became giddy with it all and fell down in the snow. All I knew is that I wanted to get closer. I'd stand on a chair, a shed, climb a tree, try to stretch out my hand. Nearer, but never near enough. And so I became a cosmonaut. Not just like that. It doesn't work that way, but deliberately. With planning. First I became a pilot. Up into the blue sky in a jet plane that slipped and snaked, rubbed against the clouds and pierced the four winds through. I found myself closer, higher than even the highest tree, taller than even the tallest shed in the village, 5, 6, 7, 8 miles high, with only the plexiglass of my cockpit canopy stopping me from reaching out my hand, but it wasn't high enough. So I became a spaceman. Not just like that, it doesn't work like that, but deliberately, with planning. First I started to train at Baikonur, Star City. They threw me around in centrifuges, twist and turn me inside out, taught me equations, so they pushed almost everything out of my head apart from the stars and made me a practitioner of the art of rocketry. Like Icarus, I became a god. I rode on fire. I could bid cataclysmic energy to serve me at command. Like a magician, I could work the magic symbols and free myself of Earth's bonds. Through the blue sky, onto the black, I roared as my rocket slipped and snaked, demolished the clouds and broke the four winds into little pieces. I found myself closer, higher than even the highest tree, taller than even the tallest shed in the village, 50, 60, 70, 200 miles high, with only the glass of my rocket window stopping me from reaching out my hand. But still, it wasn't enough. Still, my hand pressed against the glass and the stars taunted me and played with me, like cruel children that teased me, darted about and made me feel like a cripple. So I opened the door and I went outside, out into the night sky. There were no more clouds to obscure or winds to blow me off course. Just the smiling stars, still and lovely, waiting for me like a mother. And I reached out my hand to caress their face. Reached out my hand across the emptiness.
vastness of space. But I was tethered. Tethered like a brute beast in the field. So far and no further, my fingers almost but not quite able to touch what I had been longing to touch all my life. And though I was higher than the highest tree, taller than even the tallest shed in the village, I was still not high enough, still not yet tall enough. The stars still eluded me. They elude me still.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart.
Bit of muscle into it. Run on that treadmill. Run like there's a crocodile snapping at your ass.
I'm doing my best.
It's for your own good, Alexei. Gotta keep yourself in shape for all those women.
That's the only thought that keeps me going.
Oh. Enough. What do you mean enough? Look at the dial. There's another 100 meters to do yet.
What's 100 meters between friends?
Suit yourself. You'll have to look at it.
Oh, what?
You're 100 meters short today.
You shit, you wouldn't do that.
I would.
Oh, I owe it to you, man. Tomorrow I'll give you the extra. Or better still, I'll knock it off your target and say nothing, eh? Sound fair to you?
It's only yourself you're teaching, Alice.
Oh, hey, don't give me all this how you play the game, shitty man. This isn't a matter of life and death, you know. It's more important than that. This is an official report. They deprived me of a state pension for those proxy 100 metres. Before you know it, I'll be an old alky out on the street, mate. A vodka bandit living in an old McDonald's cardboard box telling tall stories. But when I was a spaceman, who's going to believe me, eh? The police will run me in. The hospitals will refuse to treat me because I haven't got enough for the bribe. And I'll die, lonely, blue and bloated. And all because of you and your bloody conscience at 100 metres. Should a comrade end up on a slab for 100 lousy metres? Should a comrade have to beg?
Thank you, Ivan. I won't forget these. Alexei, please think. That's a guy.
He's a lucky sod. I'd give me left testicle if he's going home tomorrow. That would still leave me one when I got there.
Be serious, you animal. I mean, that business with the TV. I wasn't like him.
Well, who knows? He's been here a year. If I'd been here a year, I'd be eating the walls. After all, he never expected to be here all this time, did he? I mean, he was due to serve, 6 months? Pulled double time? No choice? No one asked him about any of it? Just stuck up here, watching everything going on down there? I mean, seeing the TV news. Hearing all the reports, at least we were there while it was happening, could see it, talk about it. Start to understand and accept the changes. All the changes. But no one asked Sagai. No one remembered Sagai. It was like he was just buried alive, and everyone forgot where the grave was.
Still, it's over tomorrow, and he'll be a hero when he gets home.
Do you really believe in that?
Don't you? You talk about it often enough. Women in cars, well kept. Like Yuri, you said. Like Gagarin.
No. Not like Yuri. I was there, and this is now. Everything's changed, even heroes.
What?
Yuri was a Superman, man. Yuri was everything, the triumph for socialism. Testimony that we were winning the battle of ideologies with the West. Although I couldn't even spell the word ideology then. But you listened, you know. You knew, you just knew that it was us who had put up the first satellite. It was us who had sent an animal into space. It was the flag of the Soviet Union that first landed on the surface of the moon. And a Soviet citizen who first orbited the world and landed to tell the tale. But that was then. That was all more than 30 years ago. Then it was the Americans who got the warp on the moon, the Americans who built Skylab and the space shuttle. American voices over the radio and the TV. Americans were in space like they owned it. It was their own backyard. We were falling behind, right? So people cared less and less. The space program became a luxury. No one could afford it. It was bankrupt, Ivan, for years, man. Bankrupt the money, bankrupt the hope, like the country. Just watch this space. We'll sell off everything that can be sold, pour in what little remains to the West, and smile at the screwers just to keep the customer satisfied. Look, Sir Guy is part of an end-of-line clearance sale. When he sets foot on Earth, he won't be given even 5 minutes of respect, let alone a lifetime. If the guy crashes his clapped-out car like Yuri crashed his gleaming jet fighter, there'll be no monument for him. Nor trimming of trees, nor lying in state. They'll just hose him out of the wreckage and flush what remains away. Heroes are expensive. How can we afford heroes when we can't even afford the paper to wipe the shit from our own asses?
They're talking about me. I can hear. My ears are attuned. I can filter words through the hum and the rattle of the machines. At night, when I can't sleep, I play a game. I look down and try to find a place on the surface that isn't touched by war, by killing. It's not easy. Stalingrad, 1942. I wasn't born. I'm Ewing just for a little time. Barely stunning. Ewing just as a shape in the corner of the room. The sound of breathing hard fought for, a shadow that moved with the reflection of pain. The war never left him. Like a bullet with his name on it, flying so slowly that it took a decade to catch up. Then, one day, he was gone. He died for the Soviet Union. That's what he said, the inscription. He died for the Soviet Union. That's what he said, the inscription. A man's life in six words. People left behind were expected to fill in the gaps, provide him with a private history, breathe life into his dust. A handful of black and white pictures that bent at the edges, a face out of focus, shadows that could have been anything. This was your father, my mother used to say. Remember? I used to nod. It was easier that way. To shake my head seemed disloyal, seemed to deny his existence. So I said, yes, I remember. And I compounded my grief and my loss with lying. He was a hero, my mother would say. He died so that his country should live. And I bathed in her words. I was baptized by her words and made to believe in a place that doesn't exist anymore. Someone stole everything from me while I looked down, powerless to intervene. Stole everything. And now they expect me to wipe my tail of that lack of the space dog.
Sergei? Sergei, sleep time.
Aye, stop staring out that window, Sergei. It'll make you go blind, and I should know.
Is that the time?
Right. Zip your bag up tight this time, Sokolov. I don't want a repeat of yesterday.
It was an accident, all right?
Something I missed?
In the middle of the night, he floats fast asleep, out of his bag on the wall, snoring too.
Exaggerating.
Like toothpaste out of a tube, he comes. I woke up when he bumped into me, beginning the fight of my life. Imagine opening your eyes and seeing that, upside down, eyes closed, hanging from the ceiling like some demented vampire bat. It's enough to make me wet myself.
Good, because we need recycled water.
I'm warning you, I've got a large, sharp wooden stake in my kit. Do your Dracula act again, and it's whack.
Ooh.
Ivan?
Yes?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It wasn't important.
Are you okay?
Never better. Why?
Nothing. Just checking that we're sending you off with a clean bill of health.
Sleep well.
You too, Sergei.
Big day tomorrow. Big day.
So like a butterfly returning to the chrysalis, evolution in reverse. I shall fold my huge wings, wrap myself tight, cocoon myself to sleep, and dream.
And now the people just have a time. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
Bill, are you gonna, like, do that for the whole ride?
Sorry, what?
Sing? Anyway,
I saw the movie, too.
Wasn't it great?
It was okay. Not a lot of roles for women, though. Still, I don't suppose you noticed that.
Not in 2001, but the sequel. There was that English girl playing a Ruskie. Mirren something, or was it something Mirren?
Helen.
Yeah, but my favorite was the...
Oh, Hal. Every space jock I've ever met loved Hal. Don't you think it says something about men that their favorite character in the whole movie was a psychotic computer that ended up killing the crew?
Yeah, what the heck. It was just a movie, right?
And while we're on the subject, Bill, Russian, not Rusky, we've got a house guest.
Yeah, old Nicky doesn't mind. Where is our little parcel anyway? Not on the John again, is he?
Below with Chuck and Eugene, and he's not...
I know. I just do it to...
Trial me. You're going to do that the whole ride, too?
Yeah, I did it pretty good through training.
You got that bit right.
Hey, Pax.
Pax?
Mm-hmm. You want to shake pinkies on it?
Freeman, I'm a physician. I got more degrees than the thermometer. And you want me to shake pinkies 200 miles above the surface of the Earth?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, anything for some peace. Here. Promise, though, no more singing and no more risky crap.
Oh, cross my heart.
Oh, my friends can see me now. They'd never believe it.
Sweet charity, right? Shirley. Warm Beatty sister, the wacko who's into astral projection and all that stuff.
Shirley MacLaine, She's not a wacko.
She sure can dance. Legs like a jackass.
Freeman.
Bill, please. Buffalo, if you like.
You do know what you're doing up here, don't you? I mean, you did qualify to be here. You didn't just blow into NASA like a piece of tumbleweed. I mean, they didn't just feel sorry for you and give you a job just to keep you off the streets, did they?
Hell no. I got degrees, medals, a bunch of commendations. I was a Navy pilot, so there was NAM, then a test pilot. I've logged 5,000 hours in the air. 350 combat missions. I've done 800 carrier landings. 800.
Oh, so if we want a dogfight in space or land the shuttle on an orbiting aircraft carrier, you're our boy.
Well, I'm a flyer's flyer. You're in safe hands.
Freeman, I'll bet you've seen Top Gun.
17 times.
Uh-huh.
Wore out the video.
I thought so.
Break it up, you two. People will start to talk.
Please.
Come on, Sally. Everybody knows women just can't resist Bill's suave charm.
Freeman wouldn't know suave if it came up and bit him on the ass.
Subtle, then you can bite my ass anytime you like.
Oh, I haven't had my shot
I
yet.
Hate to interrupt the party, but is anyone doing any work around here?
We never stop.
Chuck's on the rendezvous coordinates through the computer again. Houston's running double checks, too, and of course adjustments can start kicking in 4 orbits time. Sally, everything ready for the medical checks on Raskasov when we haul him in?
Everything's taken care of. I just do the prelim stuff. Blood count, general physical, some optics. He gets a heavy-duty scanning when he's back down.
Chuck, you happy with Reuman?
Yep.
Pass him over in good condition, right?
I'll hold his hand and walk him to the door. But don't ask me to kiss him goodnight.
Oh, who knows? Maybe one day we'll trust each other enough to build docking facilities to fit between their ships and ours. That'll be a real handshake in space. No more walking across space because our bits don't join up.
Till then, it's walking the dog time.
Oh, Freeman, don't you ever give up.
Hey, what'd I say?
It's a new world. The Cold War is over. It's official. You're flying a guest astronaut here, not playing with your joystick in some jet over the Vietnam.
Well,
wake up and smell the coffee. The world has turned. Look out the window. You can see it doing just that right now.
Well, excuse me. But the way I see it is, we won. They didn't. Communism ran out of steam. Well, capitalism, I look out my window and I see it alive and well and every which way I turn. Anyway, what if it had been them that won, huh? And us who lost? What if Gorbachev or Yeltsin was king of the hill? Do you really believe a crew of Reds would be hauling a Yank up into the cosmos? I don't think so. I believe the best man won, and that second place just isn't worth counting.
If you'll excuse me, Commander, I've got to go down to the mid-deck to give cosmonaut Ryuman his final medical.
Sure.
You can be such an asshole, Freeman. Such an asshole.
Now, whose side are you on?
Now, there's no sides anymore, Bill. You've got to learn that someday. Why not start now?
Just keep a lid on it, Bill. We've got to live together up here.
It's a bit like a marriage, except that you can't go bowling and you can't escape outside for some air and a beer. If that little lady stays out of my face, I'll stay out of hers.
Anyway, there's policy here.
Policy is that the Russians have a platform out here in orbit. Now, that platform may be showing its age a tad, but it's more than we've got at this moment in time. NASA policy, and that means U.S. policy, is good relations. We need to rent space up here, simple as that. They're the ones with the apartment, and we need a room. Now, you don't start off by screwing with your landlord, do you? No. Get your foot in the door and stay there till something better comes along. It's called diplomacy. And it doesn't matter if it's 200 miles up in the sky or down to Earth in some embassy. It's the same game, and we have to play by the same rules. The Russian's car may have run out of gas, and its wheels may have started to drop off, but remember, we can still make a good living out of scrap metal. Understand?
Understood.
Good. Now let's get Houston on the horn. There's some figures we need to run by Capcom. Just to be sure.
Houston, this is Victory. How do you read? Over.
Victory, this is Houston. Capcom read you loud and clear.
Roger, Houston. Stand by.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine, Nikolai. You can put your sweatshirt back on now.
Like an ox.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But strong, yes, strong.
Sports. I was pole vaulter before.
Well, this is a place for that. Zero G. You vault higher than a 10-story building, no problem.
Yes, problem.
Hmm.
Where would I keep my pole?
Ah, well, you got a point. Not too much room, is there?
No cats swinging allowed.
Pardon?
Isn't that a colloquialism?
A colloquialism?
A figure of speech.
Yes, Nicky, I do know what colloquialism means. I'm just a little surprised that you do.
Very thorough. Language teaching, conversational things. They, too, are important alongside the technical. Little talk, that kind of thing.
No, small talk.
If you like. It helps break down barricades.
Barriers.
Those two.
Hi.
Hi what? The moon?
You. You're pole vaulting.
You know meters?
Well, of course I do. I'm a scientist.
5.60 meters.
Ah.
That's what? 18 feet, 4 inches. Something near that. Close?
Wow. That's great.
Oh, no, no, no. Great. It's Bubka. Sergei Bubka. 6.06 meters. World champion. Bubka. He is great.
Yeah, but Bubka is not a cosmonaut. You are.
Soon he will be. Vault higher, and he'll need a spacesuit. Hey. Bubka.
Tell me, are you excited?
Always. And now, very. Like you, training. Training. The real thing, it comes. And it still feels like training. Till I step outside.
For the EVA, that's bound to be something, right?
The spacewalk. But of course, tomorrow, when Chuck gets to walk the dog.
How did you hear that?
In space, there may be a vacuum, but in space shuttle, sound carries, words float in all directions in zero G, and even a dumb rusty catches the odd 102.
Look, I'm sorry. It's Bill's way. He really doesn't mean anything by it.
He's right, anyway. If you had been on other foot, I wonder, would you be my guest? Hmm? Who can say? All I know is, whatever politicians say and do, I am grateful for the ride. I feel like a hitchhiker. I made good little talk as way of saying thank you for the lift.
It's been a pleasure.
And I know about the satellite. That's okay, too.
What about the satellite?
The spy satellite in the payload bay.
It's a communications satellite, Nikolai. Communications.
It's a spy satellite. You know it. I know it. Both our governments know it. But so what, eh? That's how it is now. As a gesture of détente, you fly me to Mir, while in back seat of Mission of Mercy, there's a cold warrior sitting. First you hand me over and collect Sergei's gesture of friendship, then you deploy the spy satellite as gesture of hate. The crazy logic of our new world order.
Maybe not forever.
Nothing's forever. Everything changes. Eventually.
Sally? Sally?
Hi.
Hi. News from the front. Mission control's on top of the data. All the telemetry fits, and we're all set for tomorrow. Time to hit the sack. Big day. Big day coming, Nikolai. You fit?
You lead, I follow. But don't forget the bread and salt.
Excuse me?
Bread and salt. It's a traditional Russian greeting. You take it when you visit. It's a mark of respect.
What? No! No!
Sergei.
Oh!
Sergei. Huh? It's all right.
Huh?
What is it? Bad dream? What was it this time?
Oh, the same. It's always the same now. Ivan. What's down there?
Where?
I know what was. When I left. Is what I'd known all my life. The country my father left me, a mess, but a mess I knew. A mess I could understand and believe in. Like an old car, you had to know how to coax it forward. You had to hit it with a hammer sometimes talk softly to it. But the wheels turned round, it moved. Not always where you wanted it to go, but somewhere. What about now?
I don't know. Lots happened. The Berlin Wall, the Baltic States, Glasnost, Perestroika.
Do you know? I'm the last Soviet citizen. Everyone else is a Russian or a Georgian, a Kazakh, an Estonian or whatever. Me, I still have USSR on my passport. None of this has touched me, nor can it touch me until I let it. Until I touch back down again, I'm the last outpost, an embassy in the sky. I feel like those Japanese soldiers hiding in the jungles of the Pacific who didn't know the war was over. I'm a throwback, Ivan. Out of step, out of time.
But not for long. Just a few more hours and you'll be just like all the rest of us. Sleep now, Sergei. Try to sleep.
It's not that time. It's never that time.
It is.
Well, I feel like shit.
Well, there's prunes and fish paste for breakfast, so it's closed. Will that do you?
Never mind. Maybe Nikolai will bring some goodies up with him. Fresh bread, chocolate, some cheese.
Oh, ice cream. A peach. Meat you don't have to squeeze out of a chew.
And letters.
And letters. And magazines.
That's a job for you when you get home. A pornographer. Become the first ex-cosmonaut pornographer.
Hey, that's not so stupid. I mean, take striptease. That's an art. It's skilled work. In Moscow now is a school for striptease. The man who runs it used to be a censor under communism. Gets all these, you know, country girls, big and soft and white and still wet behind the ears. And he's got this dancer, this little queer, who shows them how to walk, how to wiggle their arses, how to shape their tits, as if he would know. And they're off to make their fortune, you know. An economic miracle. There's plenty of foreigners prowling the streets. Clubs, bars, hotels too, floor shows, videos, prostitution. It all earns hard cash. It's all part of Perestroika, a free enterprise, and why not? If we're going to go for it, then let's do it properly, just like in the West. Nothing succeeds like excess, that's what I always say.
How do you know all this?
Oh, it was on TV. It was after a piece on fear healing over the airwaves and before future on UFOs. Right, on the same TV show, they interviewed these women, eh? Old women mostly, but some middle-aged, and they asked them about sex. And do you know what they said? They said it was awful. I mean, terrible. The Soviet men were like dumb animals. They said that most Soviet men didn't really like sex very much, and that when they did it, it was all over in the winking of an eye. They hated them. The women really... They hated the husbands, not because they were cruel, but because they didn't satisfy them. And worse than that, because they didn't even know that they didn't satisfy them.
They didn't even ask the question. We're too stupid to realise there was a question to ask. It's all these women, these millions and millions of women, alive. Wasting the lives of men who weren't even born, you know, shriveled fetuses. Abortions, I think.
Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong.
Houston, this is Victory. We have a go here for Prox Ops with Space Station Mir. We have a good radar contact and tracking locked on its ident beacon. All necessary course correction burns have been green. Shuttle status is green. Commander to Capcom at... Oh.
Commander?
Sally?
Where's Fred Flintstone?
Who?
The throwback? Freeman.
Oh, on the head. It's looking good for the handover and for the satellite deployment.
He says he knows it's a spy satellite.
Hey, we're just the delivery men, huh? Truck drivers. We're paid to deploy the box, not to ask what's inside.
And that's still okay with you?
Sure, it's okay with me. It'll still be okay with me when I'm older and grayer and talking through dentures. Why shouldn't it be okay?
The Cold War's over.
Oh, who told you that?
It's in every paper you read. It's on all the news programs. Have a look at Berlin. The wall's down. And look at Moscow. They're pulling down all the statues. They're going to have free elections and become a democracy.
Look, we've got no guarantees, huh? I mean, everyone loves Boris all of a sudden. Everybody loved Gorby for a while. Boris is the big man on campus for the moment, but who comes after him? Who knows what sort of monster might be hiding and just biding his time? You spend 70 years protecting your balls. You don't lay them on a chopping block in 2 minutes as a sign of good faith. I'll haul any piece of hardware up into space if it gives us an edge.
So when does it all end?
Don't ask me. I'm just a middle-aged astronaut. An orbiting cynic riding the range of the high frontier.
We talked to the Americans. A few moments ago, Ivan picked them up on the radar. I'd been looking out of the window, and suddenly, I saw the sun glinting off something. It took me a while to realize what it was. It was the shuttle, but upside down and at a strange angle, coming at us like a leaf being washed along a gutter. It's bigger. Bigger than I thought. White in the sunlight with the ceramic heat tiles sparkling like jewels. And a flag. A stars and stripes on the side and on the wings. Suddenly, it was here. Like a pirate ship on the ocean. Silent. And waiting to board us. Funny. It's like all those old spy movies. Checkpoint Charlie in space. Nikolai walking one way, me the other. The swap complete. He who fights monsters must take care lest he become a monster. Nietzsche said that. And if you gaze too long into an abyss, remember the abyss gazes also into you. I have been a mute observer for too long. Day after day, month after month, staring into the universe's deep blackness, never dreaming. It was looking into me. Never feeling it staring back until it was too late. By then it was everywhere. In every corner of me. In every cell. I was colonized.
The orbiter Victory is now in Prox Ops with Space Station Mir as at 26 hours, 14 minutes, 32 seconds ground elapsed time. Systems are green and go for upcoming EVA. Victory out.
Victory, we copy. Out.
Well, I got you here safe and sound. Meter's still running, though, so you better not hang around.
And tell Chuck to secure real tight. Reelman, too. Each end of the tether needs checking. We don't want any slip-ups out there.
Chuck, Nikolai, we're in business. Ready to go.
Ready to go? Are you ready to go, Santa?
It doesn't matter how many times I've worn this spacesuit, it still feels like a block of concrete.
Stiff. Oh, stop complaining. You're lucky to let me take it.
The way the economy's performing, you might have had a water crossing your underpants.
They'll probably sell a suit at some auction when you get home. End up in some American museum or some Japanese karaoke bar.
Good luck, Sir Guy. I wish you everything you wish yourself and more. Give the earth my love. And say there's more where that came from.
Farewell.
Farewell. What's this? You're trying to get him a book of quotations for the most pompous goodbye? We'll see you soon, man. It'll be our turn soon. Only for me, the answer's in a pink Cadillac, eh? I must go now. I hate sloppy partings anyway. I've got to film me for posterity. I must go and check. I've taken the lens cap off.
Sergei. Safe journey. Don't forget to write.
Ivan.
What?
Nothing.
Again, nothing. That's twice in 2 days. You remember what it was when you get down. You send me a postcard. Ryumin. We'll break him in gently. I'll do my best to stop Alex driving him crazy. At least for a day or two. In you go. Like some oven-ready turkey. Don't come out till you're done.
Not long now, Nikolai. Just a few more seconds until we depressurize the airlock, and then we're out of here.
Honey, step outside that door, and I'm in a place I've worked and dreamed of coming to for 6 years. But it's nothing, just a vacuum. Nowhere.
Dunbar to Orbiter. We have a green on the outer door. Opening outer door now. Well, Nikki, what do you think?
It just goes on forever.
So they say.
Look down there. It's the ocean. The Indian Ocean.
No time for sightseeing. Come on, mustn't keep your comrades waiting. Clip on the tether and let the show begin. Okay, when we go, just push gently and let the momentum just take you. Aim for the handrails round near the docking port. Grab and fasten, then it's smile for the cameras, and you go in and ask if Sir Guy can come out and play.
They will be on their way by now. Ryumin and the American coming to get me. Strange in here, cut off from everything. Inside a space suit, inside an airlock, inside a space station, in a vacuum 200 miles from the surface of the spinning globe. Insulated from all and everything except my thoughts. Nothing can touch me, not even me. I'm well defended, layer upon layer, barriers against death. The surface of my skin seems a million miles removed from my gloved hand. Don't even think of itching. Never think of a nose that needs scratching. I am removed from such things. As I stand here in the dark, a child playing hide and seek. How best can I burst onto the scene? Onto the screams of the watching millions as they wait, flying their armchairs in sympathetic orbit. How should I surrender my sovereignty, give up my virginity? With a smile, a scowl, or a howl of pain? Leave me to think. Leave me a little while.
We go now.
Chuck, everything okay out there?
Affirmative. We've tethered, checked, and about to start the hike.
Nikolai?
Commander?
Best of luck.
Thank you, Commander. I hope the rest of your mission proceeds with smoothness.
Thank you. Nelson out.
Sally, you all ready for Raskazov?
Sure. It's all straightforward.
How do you think that guy's going to feel?
Well, calcium level's going to be down. Red blood cell.
No, I mean, how's he going to feel in his head? Coming down after all this time. Hitching a ride with the enemy.
We're not the enemy, Freeman. If we ever were, we're not anymore.
The evil empire. That's what Ronnie Reagan called it. Now, he may have been wide of the mark on some things, but on that one...
That's history. It's all in the past.
No, communism. Like one of those big oil tankers sailing across the ocean. Takes the time to build up speed and takes a hell of a time to stop. Took years for that country to become the way it was, and it'll take years to change it.
Victory, we have made contact with Mir. I repeat, we have made contact with Mir. Cosmonaut Ryuman has the grab handles near the axial docking port.
Has he tethered?
Affirmative. He's hooked on.
Raise the Russians. Tell them that their man is now tethered on their spacecraft and so passes out of our jurisdiction and responsibility.
With pleasure. Victor to Mir, do you copy?
Victory, we read you.
Cosmonaut Ryuman is now tethered on your spacecraft and therefore ceases to be under the aegis of the United States of America. Please initiate second phase of the transfer by boarding Cosmonaut Ryuman and egressing Cosmonaut Raskazov as briefed.
Victory, we acknowledge and will instruct Cosmonaut Raskazov to open outer axial port docking door to admit Cosmonaut Ryuman and to permit Cosmonaut Raskazov to pass from Mir to Victory. Mir out.
Sergei? Ryuman's arrived. He's outside now. He's just hooked on. Open up and ease out. Remember, cameras are on our side and theirs, so make it a good one. Big entrance. The stage is all yours. Sergei, the visitor's knocking at the door. Let him in and get on your way. Sergei, do you copy?
This is Victory to Mir. Please initiate second phase of the exchange. Cosmonaut and astronaut are exposed at this time. Acknowledge.
Mir to shuttle. We acknowledge. Stand by. Sergei, do you hear me? Sergei, this is no time to go swimming on me. This isn't the moment to come unglued. Sergei, acknowledge.
Chuck, we seem to have some sort of snafu here. Who knows? Maybe our Russian friend in there has forgotten which way the door opens. We'll keep you appraised.
Thank you, Victory. Sit on their tails, though. It's kind of strange out here. Like trick-or-treating when you know somebody's home, but they don't answer the door.
What is problem?
Small delay in your compatriot opening up the lock. Stand by.
We'll drop another dime and see what's cooking.
I'd be obliged.
Victory to Mir. I have two men on EVA whose mission is being jeopardized by your non-concurrence with agreed procedure. Please comply soonest.
Sergei, what the hell is going on in there? It's one thing to go walk about on our TV broadcast. It's another to make a mistake with this. We have millions of eyes on us. This is an international event. Don't make it an international incident. Open the door and complete the mission profile. Sergei, go home. Sergei, do you hear me? Sergei, do you hear?
I switched him off. Too many voices. What's that? They're waiting for me? Let them wait. I've waited. Waited long enough to lose a country and a history. Gestures. That's what life has shrunken to. Sound bites and a string of photo opportunities. Moments and motions made to stand in place of reality. Empty smiles and meaningless laughter. A handshake in space. Old adversaries meet as friends on the high frontier. History has become what is preserved on a photographic negative. Fact is what can be videoed and played again and again to convince future generations that something happened. Something changed. Press the fast-forward button and you're up to the minute. Rewind and you can know everything there's ever been since images became trapped by emulsions and paper and magnetic strips. pictures. I know about pictures. I do pictures. Tens of thousands of my pictures are being pored over by scientists even now, manufacturing new certainties, even though the world never stood still for an instant as I pressed the shutter. Comfort. Everyone seeks comfort in pictures they care for. A brave moment, patriotic poses, a loved one. A handful of black and white pictures that bent at the edges. A face out of focus. Shadows that could have been anything. This was your father, my mother used to say. Yes, I remember. And compounded my grief and my loss with lying. Someone stole everything from me while I was powerless to intervene. Everything. Nothing is left. No home to go home to. But we don't need pictures. We share secret words. Even now, my voice touches you from the skies. Look up, and you'll find me. Second star to the right and straight on till morning. It's time to go now.
Hey, something's happening over there. Hatch is opening. Chuck, please confirm hatch opening. Over.
Affirmative, Victory.
About time. Come out, come out, wherever you are.
Mir to Victory. Do you have visual on hatch opening?
Confirmed. We're back on track.
Ivan, tell them to go away.
Sergei, what's going on? Why the delay?
Away, Ivan. Tell the American to go back. Ryumen can come aboard as I leave, but no American. You understand? Tell the American to go back.
That's not the plan, Sergei. The plan is the...
I know what the plan was. Now this is the plan. The American goes back, or I sit here forever. Clear?
Sergei, this is no time.
Clear?
Give me a moment.
Victory, this is Mir. Cosmonaut Raskazov has requested that your astronaut returns to the space shuttle. Cosmonaut Raskazov feels able to make the crossing between our craft without aid.
Mir, that is unacceptable. I repeat, unacceptable. A handover procedure has been established. Variance is potentially hazardous and at odds with an internationally agreed protocol.
Do it. Or he doesn't leave.
Is that a threat? Because if it is, let me remind you that these radio frequencies are monitored by ground control of both our countries.
No, Commander. This is Cosmonaut Raskazov's terms for leaving our vessel.
Is Cosmonaut Raskazov aware that he is making quite unreasonable demands of representatives of the United States of America?
Probably.
I will need to consult Houston. Stand by. Victory out.
They will be speaking with Houston. NASA will be asked to authorize space flight by the book. And NASA will fume and fuss, and the TV networks will threaten to sue for the loss of a key photo opportunity of me being nursemaided. But in the end, they will accede. They have no choice.
Mir, this is Victory. We will instigate redeployment of astronaut Dunbar, but under protest. He is already inbound to Victory. Tell your man to come on out.
Sergei, you got what you wanted. But they aren't happy. At least do a big wave halfway across. Remember, these people are paying for this. They're doing you a big favor, remember? What's the point in annoying them?
Tell Ryumin to prepare to come aboard. I'm leaving the hatch now.
Sergei, what's going on?
Hello, Nikolai. Good trip? You giving them a tip?
What do you mean, good trip? What are you playing at in there?
Enjoy your stay. Voskayan's solid, a good man. Sokolov takes some getting used to, but it's worth the effort. In you go now, before it starts to rain.
Sir Guy, you are in deep shit.
I see they gave you their slang as well as a ride. What a brave new world.
Can you see them? What's happening?
Just, I'm doing my best. They're talking.
Yeah, I know that. We're monitoring it. I mean, what are they doing?
Ryumin's in. He's in the hatch. Look, three greens. Hatch door closed and locked.
Sagai, what about Sagai?
He's just there.
And the American?
Back at the shuttle, near the payload bay.
What's he doing?
He's just there.
Great. Now I've really got the picture.
High noon. Gary Cooper, high noon in space. They wandered a high frontier. They've got a high frontier. Two men in white spacesuits, 20 meters apart, facing each other, calling each other out. The irony will be lost on them. America. So much money, so much power, so little imagination. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. July 21st, 1969, Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. I was 16, but I still cried myself to sleep. We'd lost the race, the beginning of the end. One small step. Now all I have to do is push myself off, launch myself like a child's paper boat on a pond, and I will arrive. I'll have crossed from east to west forever and for always. The eyes of the wide world will bear witness to the last Soviet citizen picking up his first welfare check. The final surrender under the spotlight of the sun. When I touch the hand that will feed me, I will cease to be me. I will forget how to fly. All that will be left will be memories and pictures. Pictures of my shame, stage managed for ABC and CNN, for all the world to see. While I am untouched, my country remains unconquered. While my country remains unconquered, then all the sacrifices, all the lives of the past meant something. Stalingrad, 1942. He's still alive in me, like the stars are in me. While I remain pure and untouched, he remains too. We come from the oceans and go to the stars. I have been a mute observer for too long, day after day, month after month, staring out into the universe's deep blackness, never dreaming it was looking into me, never feeling it staring back, until it was too late. By then the stars were everywhere. The stars were hidden deep in every corner of me, in every cell.
Sergei? Go. Go. What are you waiting for?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Look. No net. Look, no tether. Nothing to hold on to anymore. This time, I'm free. Free to reach further, stretch higher. There's nothing to hold me back anymore. Second star to the right and straight on to morning. Catch me if you can.
The High Frontier by Roger Stennett. Sergei Raskazov was played by David Hargreaves. Alexei Sokolov by Sean Prendergast. Ivan Voskayan, David Jarvis. Freeman, Stuart Milligan. Sally Sutherland, Lorelei King. Nelson, Peter Whitman. Dunbar, Vincent Marzello. Ryumin, Lyndon Gregory. And the Russian TV interviewer by Susanna Corbett. The High Frontier was directed by Adrian Bean.